Divisavadahat, Yubidikutavata, Patiladavam, Buddhishikadam, Vilisadavatamsa, Vadanaditavamsa, Sodanagada Yoshi, Dakilamati Moshi, Mandatadagita, Pashunivahavita, Sadat Udakapura, Viditi Vidishura, Kamalabhava Bhaga, Mukavibhada Bhaga, Matidadanumana, Rasadakalagana, Maniadavaloka, Mushita Natashoka, Vitahadinajata, Kalatasukavato. Girish Mukadeva, Kritichadana Seva, Mother Janana Guna, Nayana Rasapurna, Gati Vichita Naga, Chita Gusana Raga, Yubati Dinatapa, Hadi Mother Dalapa, Chatalana Vesha, Kapiya Mother Isha, Kapiya Mother Isha.
O Krishna, distressed by separation from you during the day, the gopis discuss your pastimes. They sing. Krishna's left wrist bears a splendidly shining bracelet, and he holds a flute to his lips. With the sweet sound of his flute, he captivates the minds of all women in the cities of the demigods. He is encircled by Sarabi cows, and he is the powerful hero who stops the flowing of the Yamuna and other rivers with the sound of his flute. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other learned devotees cannot understand his nectarian melodious flute songs. With his delightful glance, he destroys the unhappiness of his surrendered devotees, and with the sound of his flute, he attracts the deer. He is pleased by the cooling, aromatic, gentle breeze. Shiva and the other demigods serve as lotus feet. His eyes are agitated with youthfulness, and he is full of the nectarian mellows of transcendental love. His gracefulness has conquered the charming movements of the elephants, and he is anointed with reddish kumkum powder. During the day, as you wander in the forest, the gopis thus find relief from the distress of separation from you by recounting your beautiful pastimes. O Krishna, O Lord of Mathura, your apparel makes you look like an exquisitely handsome dancer. Please be merciful to me.
Jagadunda madhuri durina madhuna mandida mindurapa mamatarsha badan mudam takatpan mulali nada sudhadun hadunita. O Krishna, O killer of the Mura demon, the nectarian river of your flute song is the abode of great sweetness, a sweetness that is proud of being the greatest thing in the universe. May that flute song river, which is difficult even for Lakshmi Devi to drink, now quench my great thirst. Turagadana sutanga grava bede the dano kulusha gata tatanko dana vispujidhani tadudu pikata dung strong rishta kehura mundra patayatakushalam bok kaishavo vama bahu.
Lord Keshava's left arm has expanded to become a powerful chisel as strong as Indra's thunderbolt. That chisel arm has divided the stone-like body of the horse demon Keshi. That arm, decorated with an armlet, may the demon's fearful teeth fall out. May that left arm of Lord Keshava grant all good fortune to us.
Vishuddhananjadhananda Vichupashapakulatoshinam Sakadatalaninakala Vishvaparirosinam Dayata Vada Bujishikada Nihida Bujadanakam Jagadasika Vikata Mukadanaja Madakandakam Nibada Bala Chatalamida Dananada Panodanam Gaganatala Midada Kalasuda Nikada Modanam Bujivigaba Bahamadala Dalita Vishishingakam Tadabihati Dalita Titanajatana Bangakam Nijinikata Kativikata Hayadanja Lochitam Panaya Bada Middle Tada Yubikata Nishochitam Avaganada Guru Rana
Sri Krishna pleased the cowherd men who were distressed by the bull demon Arishtasura. Appearing before the demon, Krishna clapped his hands loudly, infuriating him. Krishna then nonchalantly rested his arm on the shoulder of his beloved friend Subal and thus destroyed the pride of Arishtasura, whose frightening mouth pained the universe. With his great strength, Krishna threw Arista far away, thus delighting all the demigods who had gathered together in the sky to see the fun. With a small fragment of his strength, Krishna broke the demon's horns, and then the Lord struck and broke the demon's wasp-like body. The horse demon, Keshi, who had terrified the demigods and the cowherds, approached near to Krishna and looked menacingly at him, causing the gentle gopis, full of love for Krishna, to lament. The demon emitted an ear-splitting whinny and then attacked Krishna with his hooves. Krishna gracefully repelled the attack and thus destroyed the demon's great pride. Sri Krishna threw the horse demon many yards. Then, when Keshi attacked again, Krishna thrust his snake-like hand into the demon's mouth, choking Keshi and making his teeth fall out. As Krishna's arm expanded, the demon's body split apart. With a small particle of his pastimes, Sri Krishna killed the Keshi demon, whom the whole universe couldn't subdue. Krishna then rejoined the jubilant, affectionate, trembling cowherd boys. Enthralled by the beauty of Krishna's smile, Narada expertly offered prayers to him. Thus Krishna delighted Lord Shiva and all the other demigods. Sometime later, Sri Krishna sported with his playful friends on top of Govardhan Hill, some of the boys taking the part of lambs, some acting as shepherds, and some as thieves. The foolish demon Vyomasura disguised himself as a cowherd boy just to kidnap Krishna's friends. But when Krishna understood that Vyoma was abducting his friends, the Lord killed him. O mind, please worship Sri Krishna just once. His eyes are as beautiful as lotuses, and he is very merciful. He removes fear and ignorance from those who surrender to his splendid lotus feet.
Yena rishtak prapito buddha rishtam chakri kishili yayai bhava kishi vyomalambi vyomasam yam sakashtad goshtadi sa sushta gopayatano.
Sri Krishna killed Arishtasura, easily frustrated Keshi's plans, and annihilated Vyomasura. May Sri Krishna, the king of Braja, protect us from distress.
Abhavagasa kaspa hoda valli stalaku lankasa vicharambu jaksha tabakeli sudana bhimadi yam shishadangi gala jangalam gatastu.
O lotus eyed Krishna, with its waves, the nectar river of your pastimes erodes the dry banks where the large creepers of the desire for the happiness of liberation grow. May that cooling nectar river flow into my desert like throat.
Purushottamasya bharito gokula charitamriki nikutaseka prema madandasyam dandhanodamam chittamakanda. Purushottamasya bharito gokula charitamriki nikutaseka prema madandasyam dandhanodamam chittamakanda.
May the mango tree of my mind be sprinkled on all sides with the nectar of Krishna's Gokula pastimes. May that mango tree then expand flowers from which the nectar of pure love of God drips.
Kriya Bhakalyanam Bhujasamanasati Yakanika Vikasino Dhuya Pakatapala Mulla Putipata Bhajan Swadi Rangi Madakala Mugendra Silalitam Kacha Krishta Krida Matatamaturadi Maduripu.
May Sri Krishna, the enemy of the Madhu demon, bring you all good fortune. With a small particle of his prowess, he destroyed many powerful opponents in the wrestling match. He boldly enjoyed the pastimes of a furious lion in the wrestling arena as he dragged the dead King Kamsa by the hair.
Yakpoda loka da vindavali hede dangi chito tunga ranga stali kere la pita koshe yashobola sannuta dava vata shishalo kutsavas pute Utpulla lavana kalolani sindaradi juradi nadi navali bandarakshina kandira vakunta vikranta rugnuma marod dandindamashanti. Yanni mitotunga matanga nivana muvi mahanam vindani kuvana munvasidana sabindumi vamana namam santoshini mana karmanam. Unnalitastok vistaratarunyamundastamastoma vidvamsikarunyamalokayamas binnani marmanam ugejanashena runnam sharmanam. Uddanna dodanna dabana vindhena visma petamanna gandhava siddhena peenams pindola sannanda zandhena vindyodigamam sanvita gandhina. Deepthinda nalavali rajadangena lamna palambari gopala sangena mallavali ena ranga paveshi vikshobetamuncha veerinda veshina. Nandasmitarabdh kundale nindaya vindarakanandi padara vindaya chanchanna kashreni bachakabalaya vakshistati lakshi nakshatamalaya. Bulliba vachali chapapasapaya nivahitapuvakandabadapaya nayamuhu jistamaruya chayaya yasmaisvaham chakarabhidavaya yasmaisvaham chakarabhidavaya.
O Krishna, you are the sun who caused the lotuses of Mathura's residence to blossom, and you sported in the wrestling arena in that city. Splendidly effulgent in your yellow garments, you delighted all the people of Mathura. O Krishna, you are an ocean full of waves of beauty and a friend to the wretched souls suffering agonizing mental distress. O powerful Lord, the sharp, loud sound you made in your throat resembled a lion's roar. You tirelessly fought and killed the terrible elephant Kuvalyapida. After you had liberated the gigantic elephant, thus greatly pleasing the earth, you appeared decorated with an armor consisting of drops of your perspiration and drops of the elephant's blood. You pleased your surrendered devotees with your pastimes. The people of Mathura looked longingly at you, who are effulgent and very youthful, and who, with your mercy, destroy the unfathomable ignorance of all souls. When the residents saw you kill the inimical Kuvalyapida along with its driver, they rejoiced unlimitedly. O Krishna, as you entered Kamsa's arena, the sight of your powerful arms wounded the pride of the wrestlers, and you amazed the effulgent Gandharvas and Siddhas with your beauty. You carried the elephant's tusk on your broad, round shoulders, and your cheeks were covered with glistening drops of perspiration. As you entered the wrestling arena with the cowherd boys and Lord Balaram, your effulgent limbs resembled a series of splendid sapphires, and you appeared like the king of heroes. The wrestlers at once feared you. O Krishna, your gentle smile rebuked a multitude of kunda flowers. Your lotus feet charmed the demigods. Your fingernails appeared like moving circles of splendor, and your chest was adorned with a beautiful necklace of pearls. You made the two bows of your expanded eyebrows dance, and you inspired the gopis with the pride of amorous love. You were the prince of the coward men. As the women of Mathura fixed their gaze upon your graceful movements, they longed to be with you at every moment. Overjoyed to sport in Kamsa's arena, you removed the great distress of your surrendered devotees, delighted Indra and the other demigods, and encouraged the members of the Vrishni and Andaka dynasties with your playful glances. You broke the pious gopis' staunch vow of chastity and destroyed the joy of the wrestlers' wives, though they had been very calm, confident of their husbands' prowess. Leaping in the arena, you frightened and greatly agitated King Kamsa. O Krishna, O charming young boy, you fiercely fought the wrestler Chanura and frightened Kamsa and the other demons with your arrogance. You pained the pride of the formidable demon Kamsa as your fathers, Nanda and Vasudev, looked on. The blossoming flowers of your feet leapt in the arena as your beautiful curling hair swung on your forehead. Like a stake, you struck the heart of Kamsa with fear. O Krishna, your holy name appeared on the lips of all the great sages. With a garland swinging on your broad chest, you resembled the abode of newly formed effulgent rain clouds, and your strength leapt over that of all the other heroes in the arena. The splendor of your moving lotus feet conquered Cupid and extinguished his arrogance, born from his great beauty. the thousands of members of the Bhoja and Dashaha dynasties seated in nicely constructed galleries by the order of Kamsa were struck with wonder and devotedly offered you respects. O lion-like Krishna, you killed the elephant-like Chanura and all the other leading wrestlers. O Krishna, O Lord of the Gopis, please protect me. Lord Baladev then struck Mushtika on the left side, making him reel about and die. O Krishna, you are bedecked with many splendid ornaments. Dressed like a cowherd boy, you carry a flute and a buffalo horn bugle. The other powerful demon wrestlers fled from the arena in fear of you as you fearlessly danced, jumping with your lotus feet. You enchanted the pious girls of Mathura with your ineffable beauty, and with their eyes they drank in the fragrant Madhurika nectar of your form. O garland-bedecked Krishna, you are the only drinking vessel for the gopis' eyes, for your limbs possess all the graceful features of conjugal love, and indeed you emanate an unlimited, inexpressible sweetness. You killed and liberated Kamsa, the king of the Bhojas. O Krishna, O Lord, as your jingling ankle bells proclaimed your glories in all directions, you released Devaki and Vasudev from their suffering due to imprisonment. Still anointed with Kubja's sandalwood unguent, you offered Kamsa's flourishing kingdom of 7 provinces to the devoted king Ugrasen. O Krishna, please protect me.
Mulla mullanga rangi kadvichladasi yena muncha papunche kishi sha krishna kangso vigdita mukutam bagna hetu na jagne sattvam satvade rajos pudurudu karuna dambaralam vicheta bhata dukkadipatad Yadukulakamalo Dandachanda Dutima.
O Krishna, you chased the wrestlers from the arena, made Kamsa, who was seated on a high dais, drop his sword, threw Kamsa's crown far away, dragged him by the hair, and killed that tormentor of so many innocent people. O Krishna, O Lord of all souls, you wear wonderfully effulgent lotus-like silken garments, and you are very merciful at heart. Please protect me from falling into the ocean of distress.
Manasa japani jushte labna patosmi dushte dhimana gahana rupe handa sansara kupe ajata nikala raksha heta munhara daksham upanayama mahaste bhakti rajun namaste.
O Krishna, I have fallen into the contaminated, dark, unfathomable well of material existence, where the serpent of sex desire dwells. O unconquerable Krishna, the rope of devotional service to you bestows protection upon all souls and is expert at delivering them from illusion, birth, and death. O Lord, I bow down to you and beg you to please place that rope in my hand.
Samasta Padashatatak Vitatataj Bhaktim Vidan Vadan Apanayan Vaje Tradakripata Hetu Vibhor Prasida Yamanatati Lutata Muta Damyati Kripan Kupananatahi Kudamukunda Munde Mahi.
O Krishna, although one may know that devotional service to you is the highest goal of everyone, and although one may describe it in that way, no one can serve you without your mercy, for you are the cause of all success in devotional service. O Krishna, O all-powerful Lord, please be merciful to me. Rolling about on the bank of the Yamuna River, I appeal to you, O Mukunda, O Lord of the poor, please be merciful to this fool. Thus ends the summary of Sri Krishna's Vrindavan Leela by Srila Rupa Goswami. What follows is a selection of songs from the Stavamala by Srila Rupa Goswami. Translations by Sriman Kushakrata Das. Abhinavakunmalagutta samunjula kuntada kuntala bara Panihijanedita vandana sahakuta chunada vadagana sara Abhinavakunmalagutta samunjula kuntada kuntala bara Panihijanedita vandana sahakuta chunada vadagana sara Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumara Sodhava Sangata Vindavana Dada Vihitava Sanna Vahara Adadava Rajata Mandata Dasmita Lotita Nirapadivara Tatadadu Gantada Vachadava Sochala Radha Madana Vakara Adadava Rajata Mandata Dasmita Lotita Nijapadivara Tatadadu Gantada Vachadava Sochala Radha Madana Vakara Jai Jai Sundana Nanda Kumara Sodhava Sangata Vindavana Dada Vihitava Sanna Vahara Bhuvanava Mohana Mandala Natana Kati Valgita Manihara Nijavallava Jana Suradasa Natana Chitta Vahavana Vatara Bhuvanava Mohana Mandala Natana Kati Valgita Manihara Nijavallava Jana Suradasa Natana Chitta Vahavana Vatara Jai Jai Sundara Nanda Kumara Sodhava Sangata Vindavana Dada Vihitava Sanna Vahara Jai Jai Sundara Nanda Kumara Sodhava Sangata Vindavana Dada Vihitava Sanna Vahara Sodhava Sangata Vindavana Dada Vihitava Sanna Vahara Sodhava Sangata Vindavana Dada Vihitava Sanna Vahara
O little son of Nanda Maharaj, your effulgent locks of curling hair are decorated with bunches of newly blossomed flowers. Your affectionate relatives have thrown reddish powders mixed with excellent crushed camphor on your body. O little son of Nanda, all glories to you, all glories to you. You perform your springtime pastimes in the aromatic land of Vrindavan. O little son of Nanda, the gopis observe the very gentle smile on your splendid lips. Your moving sidelong glances arouse the sentiments of Cupid within Srimati Radharani, who is agitated with love for you. O little son of Nanda, all glories to you, all glories to you. You perform your springtime pastimes in the aromatic land of Vrindavan. O little son of Nanda, your graceful dancing enchants the universe and causes your necklace of jewels to move about. You are affectionate towards your dear devotees, and your various incarnations perform pastimes within the mind of Sanatana Goswami. O little son of Nanda, all glories to you, all glories to you. You perform your springtime pastimes in the aromatic land of Vrindavan.
Sodhava Sevita Pushvava Nimita Nimala Vala Mala Padimandita Mandata Dasmita Kantika Rambita Vada Nambuja Nava Vidvama Pandita Sodhava Sevita Pushvava Nimita Nimala Vala Mala Padimandita Mandata Dasmita Kantika Rambita Vada Nambuja Nava Vidvama Pandita Jai Jaya Madakata Kandala Sundada Vada Chami Kada Pitam Vada Dada Vrindavana Jana Vrindaparandana Jaya Jaya Madakata Kandala Sundada Vada Chavi Kata Pitam Vada Dada Vrindavana Jana Vindu Parandara Vada Gunja Pala Raja Varunjula Kekisha Kandaka Shekada Manjula Guhivagatula Goba Vadukula Chitta Shudhi Muka Pushpita Vanjula Vana Gunja Pala Raja Varunjula Kekisha Kandaka Shekada Manjula Guhivagatula Goba Vadukula Chitta Shudhi Muka Pushpita Vanjula Jaya Jaya Matakata Kandala Sundara Vada Chami Kata Pitam Vada Dada Vrindavana Jana Vindu Parandara Jaya Jaya Matakata Kandala Sundara Vada Chami Kata Pitam Vada Dada Vrindavana Jana Vindu Parandara Kadamula Likuna Pooda Vitakshuna Pasupala Tipa Vidyanandana Girijasanatana Sanadakunandana Nadada Kamalasana Kutavandana
Kadamodalikanapurda Vitakshana Pashupala Tipavidyananda Nagirijasanatana Sanam Sakanandana Nada De Kamalasana Kutavandana Jai Jai Matakata Kandala Sundada Varachami Ketapitam Varadada Vindavana Jana Vindaparandara Jai Jai Matakata Kandala Sundada Varachami Ketapitam Varadada Vindavana Jana Vindaparandara Vrindavana jana vinda parandara Vrindavana jana vinda parandara Vrindavana jana vinda parandara
O Krishna, you are decorated with a garland of unblemished, fragrant forest flowers. Your lotus face appears effulgent with a very mild smile, and you are a learned scholar in the matter of performing ever new pastimes. O Krishna, all glories to you. All glories to you. Your complexion is as dark and beautiful as an emerald or a newly sprouted blade of grass, and you are dressed in excellent golden garments. You are the monarch of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. O Krishna, you are decorated with garlands of gunja, and your beautiful hair is decorated with a splendid peacock feather. You are the blossoming Ashoka tree whose flowers attract the bumblebees that are the minds of the wives of the coward men. Those wives are full of unparalleled transcendental qualities. O Krishna, all glories to you, all glories to you. Your complexion is as dark and beautiful as an emerald or a newly sprouted blade of grass, and you are dressed in excellent golden garments. You are the monarch of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. O Krishna, you expertly play the flute held in your hand, and you delight the heart of Nanda Maharaj, the king of the cowherd men. Lord Shiva, Sanatan Kumara, Sanatan Goswami, Sanaka Kumara, Sanandana Kumara, Narada Rishi, and Lord Brahma offer obeisance to you and glorify and worship you. O Krishna, all glories to you, all glories to you. Your complexion is as dark and beautiful as an emerald or a newly sprouted blade of grass, and you are dressed in excellent golden garments. You are the monarch of the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
Yadapi samadushu vidadapi pashyati namamakaragam naricham Nirimicham inashamyata vachita tadapi kripabhuta vicham Yadapi samadushu vidadapi pashyati namamakaragam naricham Nirimicham inashamyata vachita tadapi kripabhuta vicham Deva bhavandam vande Manmanasamadukarnamapaya nijapadapankachamakarande Deva bhavandam vande Manmanasamadukarnamapaya nijapadapankachamakarande Bhaktiridanchadi yadnipi madhavanattaya mamantilamatri Padameshwarata tadabitavadika dugada gananavadatri Bhaktiridanchadi yadnipi madhavanattaya mamantilamatri Padameshwarata tadabitavadika dugada gananavadatri Deva bhavandam vande Manmanasamadukadamapaya nijapadapankachamakarande Deva bhavandam vande Manmanasamadukadamapaya nijapadapankachamakarande Ayamamalodati yadisanatana kaladadbhutadasabharam Nivisati nityamahamati nindani vindan madadimisaram Ayamamalodati yadisanatana kaladadbhutadasabharam Nivisati nityamahamati nindani vindan madadimisaram Deva bhavandam vande Manmanasamadukadamapaya nijapadapankachamakarande Deva bhavandam vande Manmanasamadukadamapaya nijapadapankachamakarande Manmanasamadukadamapaya nijapadapankachamakarande Manmanasamadukadamapaya nijapadapankachamakarande
O Achyuta, Although even Lord Brahma cannot see the splendor of the tips of your toenails in his meditative trances, when I hear of the amazing ocean of your mercy, I desire to see that splendor. O Lord, I offer respectful obeisances to you. Please place the bumblebee of my mind in the honey of your lotus feet. O Madhava, although I do not have even a little devotion to you, because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can grant me that devotion, which is otherwise very difficult to attain. O Lord, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. Please place the bumblebee of my mind in the honey of your lotus feet. O Eternal Lord, may the bumblebee of my mind always dwell in the honey of your lotus feet without ever straying from that honey. That bee finds the greatest, most wonderful sweetness in that honey, which chastises the taste of nectar. O Lord, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. Please place the bumblebee of my mind in the honey of your lotus feet.